from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We've talked a lot about this kickoff rule. Last night's the first real game we got to see after, you know, 3 times 32 preseason games. What's that, 96, I think?
Uh-huh. It's the one up there, Jay.
For all the efforts, oh, it's above?
It's the one right here.
Well,
right
here. Couldn't it be either?
The orbital rim. That's the floor, so it's right around here.
Either way, yeah. Sounds like it's going to hurt.
Like hell.
We've now seen a whole bunch of kickoffs with the new kickoff rule, and almost everybody seems to just be kicking it out of bounds. Just kicking it out the back of the end zone.
I know that the Ravens definitely.
9 of 11 last night.
Yeah, they did it last night, but I believe the one that was returned, you saw the kid got to the 30. He was almost about to break that and go. Now, I believe that if you want to give
– Oh, the white kid, Steel. Yeah,
if you're going to give your – if you just going to give it
is
to him –
Is that the dude with the pet alligator, or is that a different
– No, he was number 42 or something like that.
Okay.
So, if you're going to just give the people the damn ball on the 30-yard line, if your defense is that good, then you do it. Most teams are not going to just be willing to do that. Last year was the 25-yard line. Now it's a 30.
I think – I don't know – I am pretty curious to get through the whole first weekend and then see.
I think the Ravens and the Chiefs believe that our defenses are good enough to we can hold you from scoring.
I don't think the 5 yards go. I think if it was still the 20 versus the 30, or if it went from now you get it to 25, if you got it to 35, I just don't know that the 5 yards is enough of a difference.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do for you is
risk
this.
A return.
Okay, Neil Greenberg, if you're listening, or anybody talk to Neil. Neil, I know that they do this. They keep a stat of the scoring percentages from the 20, the 25, the 30, the 35, 40,
sure.
All the way through. Tell us the difference between the 20, the 25, and the 30.
Well, across the league, you're saying?
No, I'm saying, like, over the years, when a team got the ball on the 20, the 25, the 30, there are percentages of the amount of time they get a score out of it. Not necessarily a touchdown.
Sure.
Field goal or touchdown, and it goes up quickly.
Well, what's interesting is basically the difference this year is 5 yards, right?
Yeah.
If you look at the NFL last season anyway, most teams, 25 out of 32 teams averaged at least 5 yards per play, and some of the really good teams averaged 6 or more.
Uh-huh.
So it basically equates to giving them like a free first down. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, all right, if you average out the yards per play, it's like you're giving them one extra
but
play.
I also believe this.
Don't you think if it was the 35 instead of the 30, people would kick it more or look
well,
for the return
more?
Well,
I think you got to realize what you were watching last night. You were watching the Philadelphia Eagles and the Baltimore Ravens.
Chiefs.
I mean, the Chiefs and the Ravens. I'm thinking about Philadelphia because both of them were in Philly when I was there.
Well, and Andy Philly's
Reed,
playing tonight.
Andy Reid knows the effectiveness of a John Harbaugh coached
special team unit. Good point.
And on top of that, John Harbaugh know that his trusty sidekick in Dave Tobe, who is in Kansas City, how good he is. So they didn't want to give too many chances to the other team. You have Buckner and also Tucker that can kick the ball out the end zone. I'd rather give you to the 35 because by kicking into the space, you might break one. Like I said, the first one, the one that kid returned, he was that far from being out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Both of those guys have that respect. So I say the next game, will they do the same thing? All games this year? I don't think all games this year, this weekend, people are going to kick it out the end zone. Well, half of them probably can't kick it as far as those two guys.
I think in today's NFL, this weekend, every kicker can put it out of the back of the end zone every time.
I hope.
I bet it's 90%. Barring some like extreme weather, wind or something.
Yeah, but
you know
the whole thing about it is,
I think all those guys nowadays can
every defense give the ball to somebody on the 30 and hold them up?
Like, that's a much different question.
So that's where it comes from. Well, I'll just say that we had a lot of guys on this team that could kick it out the damn end zone from the 35.
Not now. I mean, Joey Sly could kick it out of the stadium.
Joey Sly did. But over the years, most of them were kicking the ball to the damn 1, the 2, the 5.
It was funny. So, she kind of told on herself. I guess Lauren didn't watch any of these preseason games I was working. But she watched last night, and she's like, oh, they changed the kickoff? And I was like, yeah. She's like, why? Trying to explain the kickoff changes in, like, a relatively simple manner? Not that simple.
No, it's not.
They're trying to get more returns. She's like, well, nobody's returning it. I'm like, yeah, I know, but they're trying.
They're not returning it because, like I said, you had two of the best special team units in the league and two of the best defensive units in the league. So when you're working like that, you take your chances. Because let's remember, that kid got to the 30-yard line, 31-yard line, when he returned it.
28.
What if he breaks that tackle and he's out?
Yeah.
So that's the risk you take.
I got an idea.
What?
Put Worthy on kick return.
Nah.
Dude, he is electric.
Electric, but you don't want your starting receiver to be back there returning kicks all the time.
I mean, Bucker put all of them out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
The Ravens had zero kick returns. Mecole Hardman had a chance at one. He got 29.
Is the same kid that returned the touchdown last year for the Ravens still there?
I don't know.
The guy that returned
punts last night was Hardy. H-A-R-T-Y.
Not the punts. He's a 80-something.
I don't know, B. that game last night was so good, and it's such an awesome opener. And then to have Eagles-Packers tonight is so dope. There's a number of, like, we enjoy all sports, right? Like, I watch baseball, I watch hoops, I watch the Wiz, I watch college basketball, I love the Caps, like, all of it. Hell, we watch the Olympics. We were debating Olympics. Like, we watch all of it. And then football comes back. And even I love college football. College football is probably my second favorite sport.
Uh-huh.
But, like, when the NFL gets to town, you're just reminded, like, oh, my God, this is so much better than everything.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.